Welcome to the March 2nd episode of DJ Roomba's very own Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Welcome. Thank you for joining. What have to share? Nothing really. I've got a very sad show for you tonight. I hope you're ready to let out a few tears. Because, you know, that's the kind of show I've prepared. I am just looking forward to shedding a few tears. In fact, this episode's title is indeed, Will DJ Roomba Cry on Air? And as such, I won't be doing the everybody's favorite Electric Neil intro, because out of respect for my sadness. And let's get right to the sadness. We're going to start off with the ultimate breakup song. What society has taught us to be the ultimate breakup song, and what Drake Drizzy has inspired us with his breakupness. That's not a word, and that's very poorly phrased. But enough. We're going to listen to the track Marvin's Room off Drake's 2011 album Take Care. And I hope you shed a few tears.
Hello? Yeah, I just want to know. Yeah, I'm good. You still working? Tonight, right now? Did I go out? Yeah, I went out. I went to a couple of clubs.
And then I went to bed. Yeah. Why
not?
Why? Are you
thinking about a cold drink? I don't know. I'm
delirious. Cups of the rosé. Just in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say that, that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say that you think you found, and since you pick up, I know he's not around. Oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. I'll start hating only if you make me. Cups of the XO. All my people been here. I see all of her friends here. Guess she don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say that, that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say that, that you think you found, and since you picked up, I know he's not around. Just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you
I
make
think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl. I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
I'm sorry.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I guess I'm about to just kick your head in.
Just throw up while I hold your heart back. Her white friend said you is crazy. I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that. If they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Yeah.
If they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Trouble. Oh, 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 oh.
Marvin's Room from Drake. Again, the ultimate breakup song. It's your classic, typical emotional Drizzy. The man who'd be saying some more explicit things if this were not broadcast over the airwaves. And this is the track named Marvin's Room. This is because the track was allegedly, I think, I'm not sure if it's official, but it's wide. The track was recorded, apparently, in Marvin Gaye's recording studio. At least the one that he used while he was alive and a recording artist. So that's why it's called Marvin's Room. The more you know. Again, off the 2011 album, Take Care. Moving on to an artist that I... Again, another artist I usually wouldn't play. But in order to accurately capture feelings of... the feelings... some people tell people have told me about them a lot. I'm not really sure I get it. Anyway, ooh, rough. I'll be playing Lily Allen, who I think I've tried to play like twice or three times before, but then I always back out of it because it's Lily Allen. But I've got a great reason behind playing this, is because this is... I'm not sure. This track was originally off her first album, of which I forget the name. Give it a quick search. It's off the album All Right Still, her first album, 2006 album. But there's an alternate version that was released on the Celeste and Jesse Forever soundtrack, which is one of my favorite movies. It's about Rashida Jones and Andy Samberg getting a divorce, but trying to stay best friends. It's a dramatic comedy, romantic comedy. And... Andy Samberg excels in his role, in a serious role, which I thought was surprising, and I think it's great. Anyway, moving on. Right, excellent movie, and here we are listening to Lily Allen, the alternate version of Littlest Things by Lily Allen.
The
misses. All the play fighting, all the flirtatious disses. I tell you sad stories about my childhood. I don't know why I trusted you, but I knew that I could. We'd spend the whole weekend lying in our own dirt. I was just so happy in your boxers and your t-shirt. The first time that you introduced me to your friends, and you could tell that I was nervous, so you held my hand. When I was feeling down, you'd make that face you do. There's no one in the world who could replace you. Dreams, dreams of when we had just started things. Dreams of me and you. And it seems that I can't shake those memories.
Cut off a little strangely, but nevertheless, Littlest Things by Lily Allen. I wrote down, in my heart of hearts, I want to go on a rant against public displays of affection. I'll keep it to myself, be forever warned that I'm not okay with it. Anyway, moving on to our third track. Oh, and this is a sad one. We got a Radiohead track. Never a good intro if you're looking for a good time. It's off their 1997 album, OK Computer, one of the best albums ever released. And, let's give it a listen. It's going to be No Surprises off the 1997 album, OK Computer.
Yeah.
There we had No Surprises from Radiohead. Can you have a fun fact about No Surprises? I don't think it's possible. But an interesting fact, better phrasing there, about No Surprises, that iconic opening guitar note, it's like it's an A, it's an, supposedly an A, C, F, C, A, C, F, C, A, C, F, C, B flat, D flat, F, A, I believe. Right, but for some reason, I don't know why, maybe I'll look it up in a bit, but they play it flat, so it's somewhere, the notes that are played on the guitar are somewhere between an A flat and an A, making it impossible to play on the piano unless your piano is flat by by a quarter of a step, I guess. Anyway, there's your interesting No Surprises fact. Wasn't that a surprise? Yeah, nice. Moving on, we've got a track from Elliott Smith off his 1998 album, XO, and it's the track Waltz Number 2. You know, just your average song about suppressing your memories from your childhood to, to sustain your emotional health, and just a song about straight-up depression. I hope you enjoy it.
Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you anyhow.
There we had Elliot Smith with his track Waltz Number 2, and then after Number 2 it has XO in parentheses. Not sure why that's there, but that's also the name of the album, XO, 1998 album, an excellent album, one of his best. It's no Figure 8. I think that's why it's widely regarded to be his best album, but it's Elliot Smith. He's was very talented. Right, let's move on. This one, I don't know. For me personally, it's kind of taken on almost a comical aspect, as has Marvin's Room to an extent, because I just overplay them. I had originally planned on playing Everybody Hurts, the classic REM tune, but that, some of these sad tracks, like if you overplay them, they kind of lose their sadness, because it's muy complicado. Yeah, that was very gringo of me. Wow. Okay, moving on to Linger by the Cranberries off their 1993 album, Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? So here we go with Linger. Thank you. There we had Linger from the Cranberries, an Irish band. You might have noticed that the lead singer Dolores O'Riordan had a bit of an Irish accent there. You know, she wouldn't feel so. You know, that's awful. Let's just pretend I didn't do that. Wow. Okay. Irish rock band formed in Limerick in 1989. This was, yeah. Yeah, that. But remember before the song when I said the sadness had worn off? Lie. That's a lie right there. Woo! Nice. Moving. Oh, no, I have to talk about this song. So, part of why I chose to play this, number one, for Will Moustakakis, of whom, who is a big fan of the Cranberries, especially Dolores O'Riordan's Irish accent. And, I also played this because in the tragically canceled ABC sitcom Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, the main-ish character, June, uses this as her stereotypical breakup song. That's why it kind of took on a comical aspect for a while. But no more. Just learning. It's a learning experience. Just wanted to offer a quick reminder to you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You are listening to the Shock Me Like an Electric Neil show, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. And, I don't know, I feel like the PSAs would kind of bring down the mood, or kind of put a damper on things, so I'll be playing that at the end of the show. And right, what do we got next up? Ooh, a good one. Got a track from Beck, one of my favorite artists. It's a track off the 2004 soundtrack of the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I'll talk about the movie afterwards, but this is one of the movie opens to this track as Jim Carrey, in a serious role, sits in his car crying over his breakup. And this is the track Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime by Beck.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your loving like the sunshine. Everybody's gonna learn sometime.
there, Beck, with his 2004, I guess, track, Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime, from the, let's get that, okay, good, from the soundtrack of the 2004 film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, a film featuring Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, Kirsten Dunst, Mark Ruffalo, Elijah Wood, and Tom Wilkins. I don't know who Tom Wilkinson is. Is he? Oh, I think he might be the doctor. Anyway, so the plot of the movie is that it's told in like a really interesting, it's using a non-linear narrative, so it kind of hops back and forth. It just, it's a really fascinating concept for a movie, and basically, without giving too much away, both this film focuses on Joel and Clementine, who meet, have a relationship, and then break up, and then both of them go to this kind of like scientific test thing in at different times in New York somewhere, and they both choose to have all memories of each other totally erased. And the film focuses on some of the problems that arise with that. It's all the nuanced issues. It's very interesting. Highly, highly recommend. It's a favorite film of my good neighbor Tucker. He said once that it's his favorite movie, and I do not blame him. Moving on. We're going to go... Wait, did I? Yeah, yeah. I got no more facts. Moving on to the 1959 track. Yes, oh, we're going way back. It's Only Make Believe from Conway Twitty off the album Conway Twitty Sings. We'll have to excuse me. I forgot that I faded out the last 30 seconds of Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime, so I had my aux volume down. Nevertheless, here we go with It's Only Make-Believe, because love is only make-believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. Someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make believe.
Oh, oops, I made a mistake. I have my order all messed up. But no, it's no problem. I missed an opportunity for a shout-out to one of my favorite listeners, probably tied for my number one listener with all my listeners, but he's a special, one lovely listener, my number one Clemson University listener, Chris Delmond, who informed me that Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was filmed in his home city of Rockville Center, New York. A great city. I just want to shout out my man Chris. I appreciate him listening and suffering through this very, very sad playlist. Anyway, moving on to our next track. It's a 2001 track from David Byrne of Talking Heads fame. I could not find any facts or fun facts or, you know, interesting things about this song, so we'll get straight to the music. We will play, or I will play, Everyone's in Love with You by David Byrne off the 2001 album Look Into the Eyeball. I'm so sorry. I made the same mistake as last time. I am just a mess. Okay, bye.
I introduce you to my friends, and that's the last I see of you. All the world's discovered my big secret. Everyone's in love with you. They're fascinated by your smile. They copy all the things you do. I wish that you and I could be together, but everyone's in love with you. Yeah, everyone's in love with you. God gives, God's wise, the way that she smiles. It should be no surprise. At work, at home, I'm introduced to so-and-so, but you're the one I want to know. I'm jealous and a little proud. I want to kill and kiss you too.
David Byrne with the track Everyone's in Love with You. Now, I'm playing this track not... This isn't going to make you... Well, it could... I doubt it's going to make you more sad. But in a very sadistic manner, I'm going to play the track Ariel by... If you don't know, you don't know me. But that's okay. I hope you enjoy the track. It's a painfully good track. I don't know... I really would wish it wasn't such a good song, but it's the track Ariel off Dean Friedman's album Dean Friedman. It's a 1977 track, and critics called it, quote, quirkily irresistible. Here's Ariel. Oh, that sounds so...
I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote a number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said yeah, I guess I am. Dairy Queen for something to eat. She had some onion rings, she had a pickle. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat meat. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. Going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in. Suburbia. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
There we had Ariel by Dean Friedman. It's a song. It's only a song. It's the 60th, according to Chicago's largest radio station, it's the 60th most popular hit of 1977, and certainly hope you enjoyed it. It's a really great track. And moving on, a track that I'm playing ironically and both to, and as well, for this track's got two purposes. One, I'm playing it because it's absolutely fuego, as was the last track. Don't argue with me. Ariel's a great song, and only a great song. And for him, this I'm about to play a track. It's only 6 days old at Peter Torrenti, and it's a track called Friend Zone. And playing it ironically, sophomore year, Neil in high school would not have been ironic about this, but I'm self-aware now. Painfully so, actually. Moving on. Whoa. radio station or my therapist? Moving on. I said that quite a bit. Okay. We're going to play... All right. Enough of me, my babbling. We're going to play Friend Zone by Thundercat off the 2017 album Drunk. Thank you. There we had Friendzone from Thundercat off his just his 6 day old album Drunk, and I was doing some research on the song while I was playing, while I was dancing as well. It's the bass line, as you might have noticed, is just so good, and that's partially because Thundercat, while he is a very talented vocalist, certainly is his main skill is on the bass, and you might have noticed that just fire bass line on the track on Friendzone. And another fun fact about this track is that it was released on Valentine's Day. You know, Will Moustakakis will have something to say about that one. Woo! And what else do I have to say? Yeah, remember, Thundercat is a Kendrick Lamar's bassist. That's a really inside joke. Only two people would get it, and they're not listening. Thanks, Grant and friends, in quotes there. Moving on to the last track, because it's a really long one, and it's 12:01. Or I could take calls. Do you want to call? Yeah, I was going to play Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley, but I haven't opened up the lines for calls in a long time. By the way, reminder, I'll send out the number while I'm doing my... the WJRH stuff. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. I'm your host, DJ Roomba. You can listen to us online at WJRH.org. And I'd like you to call me. Call me at 610-330-5316. Again, that's 61. Oh my lord. Oh my. Oh wow. That was quick. That was real quick. Let's see if I can answer this properly. Probably not. Okay, I'm fixing that. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello, is this Neil?
This is Peter. Oh, hello. Welcome to the show, Peter Tarenti.
Oh hey.
Hey. How's it going?
I'm an avid listener. I really love the show. Thanks for the shout out earlier.
Oh, no problem. I love giving shout outs to all my dedicated fans. Are you outside right now?
No, I'm in my room trying to
sleep. Oh my. Oh my. It's Noah Ramos. It's the original Noah Ramos. I can't see him, but Oh my.
That's your boy, Hoey D.
Okay, all right, I'm hanging up.
You know, I'm here. Peter wasn't with...
There we had Peter Trenti. A man of electronic music, a good man of electronic music. Listen to his show on Tuesdays. Or is it Monday? I don't know. Let's take a quick look. WJRH. Let's see if this mouse will work for me. Schedule. Please listen to Peter Trenti's show, What's a Genre? And from Mondays, on Mondays, from 1 to 2. It's a New York City, it's a New York cell phone. It's a 516 number. Oh, who could this possibly be? Is this Joe? Hello, this is DJ Roomba speaking.
Hey, DJ Roomba, this is Chris.
Oh my, it's Chris Delmond, famed listener.
The one and only.
Oh, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, I appreciate you shouting me out and stuff, but now the people of Eastern Pennsylvania know my hometown.
They know a lot about you, Chris.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems yet, but
you know where to send the lawsuits.
Yeah, I know. I know where to send the lawsuits exactly. Hey, I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you. Did you any tears shed?
Maybe one single tear during when you played Radiohead. That song really gets me.
Oh man, that song does indeed get me.
And then I felt a little sad for you when you were playing Ariel. Cause,
yeah.
Woo.
Oh man, the real throwback there. Threw you a curveball.
That's been a doozy for you.
Like you wouldn't believe. Oh man. What else? Oh, how's Clemson treating you? Oh no,
great.
How's your university? And that's in the South. You definitely don't go to Clemson.
People already know. Don't worry, it's fine.
Oh,
it's fine. Everything's fine.
That's awesome.
I'm on my way to get my own radio show too. So I just have to take my on-air test in.
Ooh, a test.
A week.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
We're super official over in Clemson.
Yeah, of course. I know all about that official stuff, right? Chris, not to bore the listeners, but did you get a chance to listen to that artist I suggested to you in that Facebook message, Kyle Duke?
No, I didn't.
All right,
I don't think I saw the message.
Oh, it's all right.
Sorry.
Well, you did, but it's okay.
Okay, maybe I did.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Actually, that's definitely not going to work if I play it while I'm talking to you. But so as music director, I have some power as to who comes to campus, and I emailed him.
Yeah.
And like his top track has 45,000 listens on Spotify, like not that much, and he asked for $2,000, which is just bonkers.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Because
like we had an artist a couple weeks ago who I guess a little less popular. I don't know how popular he was in comparison, but they charged us like $250, and this dude is coming from New York. Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what you get when you work with artists.
Right. So
very picky.
So at the board meeting tonight, we discussed that I'm going to counter offer $500, and we're going to see what happens. Oh, man.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I'm going to need it. Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Well, Neil.
Well, Chris,
DJ
an absolute
Roomba.
Pleasure.
Yeah, as always.
Chris, great. So great to speak to you. I'll see you on March 18th at 12:30 in the morning. Well, it's so complicated, but I'll see you then.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Great to talk to you, Chris. Talk to
Have
you.
Have a wonderful
see you.
Night.
Thanks. Same to you. Goodbye now.
Thank you. Goodbye.
The always lovely Chris Delmond, about whom you know quite a bit, a scary amount, truly. I want to see if I can do like one happy song just to end things on a high note. Because at the end, oh no, I couldn't do that. I already ended one track like that. No, all right, we're just gonna end it sad. Well, no, of course not sad, because I had a good talk with my boy Chris. But I'll end the broadcast here. Thanks so much for tuning. How many listeners? I want to thank all 6 of my listeners. Oh yes, for tuning in. I really appreciate you doing so, for sticking it out through all the sadness, and hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to give "Lover, You Should Have Come Over" by Jeff Buckley a listen. Jeff Buckley, an immensely talented musician, but I don't want to go too far over my time, even though there's nobody hardcore enough to take on my time slot from last semester. Enough of the blabbering from me. Thanks to so many people, my parents, first and foremost. Who was listening? I don't know. Will, Jordan, Chris, Noah, of course. Joe was not listening, but he's listening in his heart, I'm sure. The whole Bun Squad, Joey D, perhaps Navi, who knows? Peter called us, great, tremendous. And Keith, maybe? I don't know. Did you listen? Anyway, if I didn't shout you out, please send me threatening messages on social media, and I will be sure to give you one next week. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.